This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government is sending $50 million to Colorado to help buy cleaner public buses. Most of that will help fund a new maintenance facility in Summit County. Nuria Fernandez is the head of the Federal Transit Administration.
It's going to be outfitted with charging equipment, which is key for Summit County's planned conversion from diesel fuel buses to electric.
The money comes from last year's federal infrastructure bill. American Airlines is planning to cut flights at Denver International Airport this fall. The Denver Business Journal reports American will cut the number of flights at DIA by nearly half compared to last year's schedule. Other airlines, including Southwest, Delta, United, and Frontier, are cutting flights around the U.S. Colorado's National Guard recently received an upgrade for critical search and rescue operations. Two military helicopters will make it easier and cheaper for rescuers to help people at higher elevations. The additional helicopters also alleviate the pressure on other aircraft. The state is the first in the nation to get two of the 18 Lakota helicopters purchased by the Department of Defense. The state is asking its public universities to make sure students are required to gain job experience like an internship before graduating. Colorado Department of Higher Education Director Angie Piccioni says programs like that have a twofold effect.
If people can get early experience and early exposure, number one, it helps to reinforce their choice, but number two, it gives them a quick path to a job.
About 70% of programs in the state have a work-based learning component in their degree requirements. The state wants to bring that number closer to 80%. Along the Front Range, a chance for rain this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 72 today. Denver, 76. It gets warmer tomorrow with highs above 80 across the metro area. Grand Junction, 85 this afternoon and near 90 Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.